fifth parak of Mikvah's fifth Mishnah, Hazeichlem Kemayim Vanoitvim Kemikvah. Water that is flowing naturally is considered like a well, which is matar when it's moving in motion. And noitvim, there's two pshat in the noitvim. It either means rainwater as a din of a mikveh, and the Rambam shad is even if it's coming from a mine, but if it's not flowing straight from the mine, it's dripping out of the mine, and then collects again on the bottom. That loses the status of a mine. Hey, Rab Tzadik al Zeichum Shirab al Noitvim Shem Ksheirim. Tzadik was made that if you had these noitvim, which are waters that are not considered a natural stream, and therefore the namatam when they're in motion, but if you had a majority of these over the amount of the non-Mayan waters, still kosher to be mitayer when it's in motion. As long as you have a majority of the Mayan, it's good enough. Noitvim shesom zoichlim. The various pshatim over here. The pshat that we're starting off is the Rav's pshat, is that if you had a body of water and it started leaking, so you could say, if you can stop the leak, if you makil afil kona, whether you're holding a stick or a reed, or afil azov azov, even a tummy person stops up the hole, still yerd v'toivu. Divrei Meir, Rav Meir says that's good enough. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. He says that you cannot prevent the leak with something which is Mekabel Tumah. That's one pshat. We'll just take one other pshat. The Rambam pshat is means you have a mayon, which is not flowing, but it's dripping one drop after the next. It does not have the status of a mayon. If you take a stick and you cause all the drops to combine into one flow, then it is kosher. So the discussion over here is what can be used to combine them into one flow. Rabbi Yehuda says you could have even something which is Makabal Tumah that combines them into one flow. And Rabbi Yossi says it has to be Dovah Sheinu Makabal Tumah.